We're in the Glen Bucket, it's the post-match show. Neil Atkinson with Josh Sexton, with Phil Blundell.
There's loads going on. Mick Clark needs an iPhone charger. Sexton, got one. Mick Clark's got an iPhone charger.
Great news. Yeah.
Liverpool won Crystal Palace 3. Liverpool won Crystal Palace 3. Excellent stuff. All right, Phil, first and foremost, all the controversy is this about what the manager's done or not done. What's your view on the team selection? For me, I back the manager 100%. I think he's done the right thing.
I'm completely in the same boat, 100%. I think I'd have been far more concerned if he'd have suddenly gone, I know what I'm going to do with this fourth round League Cup tie. I'm going to pick my best available team. I'm going to pick the strongest team. I'm going to do everything I can do to win this football match. Because that, for me, is when you can start... When managers start doing things they wouldn't normally do, you can start going, ah, I think that's wrong. Like when Brendan Rodgers went three at the back, for example.
Yeah.
That was because he'd gone.
Yeah, so
when you start
when you start
doing things like that, that's a problem. Now, the first two rounds of the League Cup, 3 and 4 for us, as far as I'm concerned now, basically with the amount of footballers, you end up in the fifth round by luck, effectively. And what I mean by that is injuries and the draw. Now, we've had both go away. So there are 6 or 7 players tonight unavailable, either because someone who would have played instead of them at the weekend played, in the case of Mohamed Ashvili, for example, or they're just out themselves. In the case of Frimpong, for example, or Leone, right? There's probably five players who probably start that game of football in normal circumstances tonight. So then what do? Do you bring the kids in, or do you bring the stronger players in? I personally think you bring the kids in and you just have to go with it and cop for it. If we'd have got Cardiff at home, we might have been all right with that. But then the draw gives us a good Crystal Palace side.
Who, by the way, go for it.
And they haven't got loads of players unavailable. And they resembled the majority of their team. And they're all right. And you just have to sit there and go, okay, we're not going to win the League Cup every year. We've been to 3 of the last 4 finals.
Yeah.
That means that we've played a lot of football in January the last 2 years. This is what this has done now. It's given us a free week in December.
Yeah.
It's given us a free week in January. It has given us a free week in February. It has left Brighton have gone out as well, so that's left that one at the weekend, which has freed up a midweek in May.